a New Zealand company by the name of Edge Innovation has developed an robotic dolphin that she can operate with a remote.
For what?
Hi, guys. You see now. You see this fourth industrial revolution now. Hi, yeah.
So hear me out. Okay. One of the reasons, as they say, is that basically Edge Innovation, a company out in New Zealand, is combining artificial intelligence and robotics to foster a human zoo or aquarium experience. Now, the marine park industry has been failing to generate revenue for over a decade due to ethics concerns and the cost of live animals. Yet the public's hunger to learn about and experience these animals is still as strong as ever. In fact, visiting a marine park and seeing shows with live dolphins can be exciting and educational for people, but detrimental to the animal's health. So Edge Innovation enlisted American designers, including Walt Disney's company, Alums, as well as Walt Conti, the designers behind Free Willy. So remember Free Willy? Free Willy was a robot. Free Willy wasn't a whale.
Yes.
And we're not talking about your broken zipper, by the way. That's a different Free Willy.
It should not be broken.
Yeah, exactly. So they've come up with a robotic dolphin that isn't cheap, but comes at 440 million rand, according to them. They claim that it acts like a real dolphin, it swims like a real dolphin, and people won't be able to tell the difference between this 4IR dolphin and a real dolphin in the ocean.
You mean even if I touch it?
Yeah, it will feel like a real dolphin.
Ah, guys. Are dolphins being extinct or what's going on? I mean, why dolphins specifically? I mean...
Well, they feel like, you know, the dolphin is like the first step.
Okay.
So afterwards, they're obviously going to start engineering fish and so on and so forth. And the good thing is that you won't need to worry about the lifespan of these fish because they'll just keep, you know, living for as long as they need to. Unless you start having a leaking battery in the aquarium, then you've got a problem.
Mess.
But for the health of the animals, this is good because now we no longer have to capture these animals so that we can show them to a bunch of ungrateful people.
Yeah, true. I want a shark, though.
An animated shark.
Yeah. Like,
that would be wonderful, hey?
That would be wonderful.
But now here's the problem, is that this shark will look so real, the trainer will jump in and be like, this is a robotic shark, and meanwhile, it's a real shark.
Sure.
Because they forgot to feed it, because they're like, it's a robotic shark, we don't need to feed it.
Sure.
Let's hang on with this shark for now.
Oh, man.
Okay?
How much is it again?
440 million rand. You're going to have to panda push a play for a while before you can afford a dolphin.
Hey, no.
But imagine having one of these in your pool.
I'm not a target market for this fish. This
you
dolphin.
Sure?
I'm not.
You could have it in your swimming pool. I mean, provided your swimming pool's big enough.
Yeah, you see, we are basic people here. The side of the equator.
So you don't want that?
No. Okay. Even if I'm rich, I don't see any point to it. It's like...
I feel like in true South African spirit.
Yes.
We just got 700 billion rand.
Someone
is going to get a tender to put these fake dolphins in the vol.
Of course, mate. Someone in the government there by
they'll
the vol.
They'll be like, we need at least 20 of these dolphins.
Yes. By Didier and put some Didier around.
Yeah, and they'll be like, no, we need specific Didier for these dolphins.